Proverbs 16, verse 4, Mishlei Tet Zayin Pasuk Dalet. Kol Pa'al Adonai Lama'anehu. All things were made by Adonai for his purpose, or all things were made by the Lord for his purpose. Begam Rasha Leyom Ra'ah. Even the wicked for the day of evil. Kol Pa'al Adonai Lama'anehu. Begam Rasha Leyom Ra'ah. The Lord has made all things for his purpose, even the wicked for the day of evil. Let me add a few comments to this particular mashal or proverb. First of all, recall that Yeshua told his followers, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear forth fruit." Now that's from John's Gospel 15, verse 16. And pride, human pride, recoils at that kind of thinking. It says, "I don't want to be chosen by God. I want to be the one in control. I want to choose God first." And the ego then looks for some reason for being chosen or some merit that commends itself to God. Its hidden assumption is, "Thank you, God, that I'm not like other men," as it says in Luke 18:11. The choice of God, being a chosen person, is scandalous because it's based on God's love and not our own choice. Look at 1 John 4:19. We love him because he first loved us. We're spiritually reborn, not the result of anything in the realm of human nature, nor even through our personal decision, but solely on account of God's sovereign prerogative. As it's written in John's Gospel, "To all who receive him, who believe in his name, he gives the power to become children of God." And note this, "who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." That's John 1:12 and 13. That's the message of the choice between Jacob and Esau in our Torah portion, Toldot. Regarding this, the New Testament comments, "though they," that is Jacob and Esau, "were not yet born and had not done either good or bad, in order that God's purpose of election might stand, not because of works, but because of the one who calls." Rivka was told, "the older will serve the younger." Look at Romans 9:11 through 12. Note, the children had not yet been born, had done neither good nor evil, yet God chose Jacob and rejected Esau. And that's based on God's sovereign prerogative and foreknowledge and determination. In a practical sense, just remember that we don't seek to please God so that we can be chosen. We're chosen so that we can seek and please God. Amen. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, wishing you hatzlacha, good success in your study of Biblical Hebrew, lichvod Yeshua Meshichenu, for the glory of Jesus our Messiah.